Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Peah. We had discussed in Mishnah Hey that there is a minimum amount that you must give to a poor person who comes to the granary to collect Maaser Ani. Mishnah Vav, Perkhet Mishnah Vav, continues with this topic, and it says, Midazu Amura Bakonim Ubalevim Ubisraelim. It doesn't matter where the poor person who comes to collect this Maaser Ani at the granary is a Kohen or a Levi or a Yisrael. Why might I think that it matters? Well, simple. The Kohanim are getting Truma Gedola besides for Maaser Ani. The Leviim are getting Maaser Rishon besides for Maaser Ani. And therefore, I might think that the rule that says I have to give him two meals worth might not apply. Because after all, they already have some food from the Truma and Maaser, possibly that I just gave them 2 minutes ago. And so therefore, the Mishnah says, no, that's not true. The Truma is Truma, and the Maaser is Maaser, and the Maaser Ani is Maaser Ani. And the fact that they may have another source of food, even if you know for sure that they do, is not relevant as long as they're still qualified as poor, which they certainly are, just because they got your Maaser Rishon doesn't make them not poor. Then you need to give them the proper amount of Maaser Rishon, excuse me, of Maaser Ani. Now, the next case in the Mishnah is, what if the owner has a poor relative? So if he has, you know, his poor cousin, and he wishes to put aside Maaser Ani to give his poor cousin, right? Because, you know, you got to take care of your family first, and certainly his cousin is qualified to get Maaser Ani, so he wants to put it aside for his cousin. So the Mishnah says, Hayamatzil, if you were trying to put some aside for a poor relative, or for any other reason, for some poor person who you have a relationship with that you want to make sure you give him. So the Mishnah says, No tel mechza v'nosin mechza. So then you should take the total amount of Maaser Ani that you have to give from your produce, and you split it in half. Put half of it aside for your relative, for your friend, for whoever it is that you're saving this Maaser Ani for. And the other half you distribute to the poor people that come, one person at a time, in the amount that has previously been discussed in the previous Mishnah, until you run out. And when you run out, that's it. And the other half you can keep for your relative or your friend. But what if you really don't have that much in the first place? Hayelo davar muat. You know, we said in the previous Mishnah that you have to give a minimum of, for example, right, for example, of a liter of wheat. If you're giving out wheat, you have to give a full liter to each poor person who comes by until you run out. What if you don't even have a liter? What if you only have a half a liter of wheat for Maaser Ani? Because your crop's just not that big. So what do you do? If you have only a very little amount, no so then just put it out and let the poor people there divide it, right? If you only have a half a liter and four poor people came to collect, then you just put it out and let them divide between them, because you can't just divide that up into reasonable portions. So you just give it up, and everybody else can divide it. Now, this is also true, at least according to one of the opinions in the Rishalmi. In the case of you're putting some aside for your relative, if you put some aside for your relative, then, and the other half is now too little to be of any use to a number of kohanim, or to even to one, even poor people, or even to one, then you could just put the other half out in front of the other poor people and let them split it and still keep the first half for your relative.